This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Twins had an exciting walk-off 5-4 win over Boston last night at Target Field. A 90-minute rain delay between the top of the ninth and the bottom of the ninth inning only added to the drama. Boston led the game 4-3 before Brooks Lee swatted a bases-loaded single to left that secured the Minnesota win in the bottom half of the frame. Manager Rocco Baldelli says he was impressed with how his team responded to that delay caused by a big thunderstorm.
If you go up there in that last inning especially, I mean, it's not just about the last inning, but you go up there in the last inning and start free swinging against a guy throwing the way that Hicks throws the ball, the inning's going to be over pretty quickly. But our guys got ready, prepared, spent a bunch of time in the cage, saw their shapes, got their swings in, moved their body. Like, there's a lot of work to be done after, you know, sitting and waiting because you don't know when the game's going to start.
Deshaun Kearsey hit a homer earlier in the game, and he had the leadoff single in the ninth to start the rally. Same two teams play tonight. Other news, the Twins traded pitcher Chris Paddock to Detroit. Vikings training camp rolls on today in Eagan. They had their first fully padded practice yesterday for training camp. Second-year defensive end Dallas Turner says he's feeling more comfortable this year than he was last year as a rookie.
One year under the belt, you know, you just have more experience. You kind of know what to expect, you know, especially under the same coaching staff, a lot of the same guys. You know, it's just, you kind of just know what to expect. You know, you're a little step ahead. And, you know, the anticipation just a little better.
College football, the Gophers had their first fall camp practice yesterday on campus. Tight end Jamison Gears has been working hard and says he feels great.
I'm extremely confident. I think the guys around me really instill that in me. But, you know, I think that just being a playmaker, being a really reliable and consistent playmaker is something that, you know, I really have been working on these past couple months. And I think that ultimately will, you know, make my game day performance the best it can be.
The Gophers host Buffalo to open the season on Thursday night, August 28th. This is MNN Sports.